Good afternoon. Another dry, cold day across interior New York and New England. And despite brilliant blue skies, temperatures will fall about 15 degrees shy of our average readings for the first week of March and settle into the mid-20s by mid to late afternoon. Arctic high pressure continues to settle in from the north. It'll dominate through the night tonight, keeping skies clear, and another cold night on tap for us with readings going down on average to between 0 and 10 above. Many locations will go down below zero, and in some cases in sheltered valleys, particularly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, as low as 20 below by first thing tomorrow morning. The high will hang on through the day on Friday, keeping us with mostly sunny skies, but around the back side of the high, we'll see a southerly wind flow develop, and this will allow temperatures to push past freezing and well up into the 30s, even close to 40 by the end of the day in some locations. The mild weather will continue into the day on Saturday with highs right around 40 degrees. A weak disturbance will produce some clouds in the morning, however, sunshine should return by the afternoon on a northwesterly breeze. For the day on Sunday, we'll start out with sunshine, and another disturbance heading our way could bring us some snow showers by dark. Behind that system from Saturday night, we will see temperatures slide and on Sunday afternoon reach only into the lower 30s. Nice comeback on Monday into the upper 30s with scattered snow showers before we settle into the mid-30s on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches and advisories have been issued for parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Moderate to heavy rain and melting snow are expected to cause rises to many area rivers and small streams. This could lead to some stormwater flooding, as well as mudslides or debris flows. Frozen soils across the area will also result in poor water infiltration that will likely increase the potential for flooding, especially for urban and low-lying areas. Meanwhile, a freezing rain advisory is out for northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. While icing is not expected to cause power outages, hazardous travel is likely in these locations. And a winter weather advisory is in effect for tonight and tomorrow for the southern Appalachians of western North Carolina. Low pressure across the Gulf of Mexico will lift northeast just off the southeastern coast by tomorrow morning. Arctic air already in place will produce precipitation in the form of sleet and snow, especially in the mountains, while along and east of the Blue Ridge, freezing rain will occur. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and Thermal, California, to a low of 31 below zero at Babbitt, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 20s, Boston sunny in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 63, set in 1974, and the record low, 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:51 p.m., 11 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below, but as low as 20 below in sheltered valleys. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, a bit milder in the middle to upper 30s. As we get into Saturday, clouds giving way to sunshine, breezy around 40. Chance of snow showers late Sunday into Monday. Lower 30s Sunday, upper 30s Monday, and a chance of snow showers Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs both days in the lower to middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.